morning, good afternoon, and good evening wherever you are in the world today. This is Luca Mino for Luca's World. How are you doing today? I hope everybody's doing well. This is the short hour that we have together, and I'm really honored to be here, and I'm blessed to have everybody from RBN behind me, and we have Frank at the controls today. Thank you, Frank, one of the world's best producers. Ha! And today, well, let me start with the phone lines. 512, if you want to call in, 512-248-8252 or 1-800-313-9443. And please try to stay within the confines of the conversation. That would be awesome. The subject matter, because there's so much to talk about. And I'm looking at a resume right in front of me. Today, I want to talk about Rockefeller Nurse. That's going to be my first one. And then a segment about women and missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls, which is dear to the heart of many people, many hundreds of thousands, if not millions. The transitioning, which is something really important because it talks about balance that we need between having our head into such horrible things day and night, all the time, and how to get out of it and how to breathe and how to detox. And I'm going to talk about that in a second. The last thing is newsflash from Canada, because I'm still on that promise of mine last week or the day. No, that was the week before last when he called and he asked to please, talk about Native American issue, and that's what I'm going to do, the plight of the Native Americans as well. So where do we start? Well, we see articles posted every day almost about detoxifying the body, and, really glad to see detoxifying from the jab as well for the people that feel that and that want that. But here's a detox for your head. How's that? One of the best things you can do to cleanse your mind is to stop reading the newspapers, stop watching the news, turn news 24/7 off, turn the radio off, turn the news off. The news is so disproportionately biased towards bad news that it makes us all believe the world is a bad place to live, right? Even, I'm going to stop here, I'm going to throw this in, even the Weather Network. If you look closely on the Weather Network, it's all about fear. It's all about fear. Climate change, storms, floods. Oh, watch out for this one. Bad storm. It's always about fear all the time. So stop letting news infect your mind, it says. This is Stephen Acheson. And he finishes with a really good quote. He says, if terrorism is based on creating fear, then the greatest terrorism is the media. Think about it. I was listening to a little bit of the show before mine, The Last Man Standing with Paul Edward Stevenson. And I wanted to drop this off, even though I'm not talking about drugs or big pharma today. I just happen to have one right under my nose, and I don't know why, because there's no such thing as coincidences, but here we go. These are the kind of memes that I like, and these are the ones that I really try and share with everybody because they speak so large. And if anybody would be writing something down or wanted to write something down, they would. Big time. I know I would. Listen to this. Americans make up 5% of the world population, but, so think of the number 5, right? They consume 65% of the world's pharmaceutical drugs. Where do you get your where do you get your sources? Where did that come from? Just think of it, okay? I'm not asking you to believe what I'm saying. No, I'm asking you to not believe it and research for yourself. Back up, Luca. Start again. Americans make up 5% of the world population, but consume 65% of the world's pharmaceutical drugs. We take in more drugs than the world entire combined. 80 drug commercials every hour of every day. Big Pharma spends 19 times more on advertisements than on research. Let that sink in. Unbelievable. So that was for that last show. with Last Man Standing with Paul Edward Stevenson, because they were talking about Big Pharma in a big way. And you know what? The one before that, my favorite, Mr. Thought Crime himself, Stephen Douglas Whitener, he was talking about treaties. And this is what we're going to be talking about today with a very special friend of mine, Rolling Bearer, that I talk about often, who's my brother from another mother, as they say. Okay, so I gave the numbers out. I wanted to talk about a quote at first because I think it's important to me, and I really need to hammer this one down, as they say. And I've been following this quote for the last 3 weeks or so. Promote what you love instead of bashing what you hate. And this is something you're always going to hear that. And I'm going, wow. So I've used this on my shows like about 3 times now. And I'm really looking at it. And I'm really thinking about it every show. And you know what? Yesterday I saw it again. And it changed the page all of a sudden. I started thinking something completely different. And I listened to my instinct. And I didn't argue with it. I just wrote down what my instinct said. Wow, doesn't that sound like a powerful quote? And I'll bet you if you stop different people, like strangers on the street, and you ask them what they think about that line, they're all going to love it, and they're all going to say how beautiful things, you know, and how gorgeous love is and everything, and how many bad things they can think about the people promoting conspiracy theories and how terrible people like us are and telling us about how bad our government is. Listen to the quote again. Promote what you love instead of bashing what you hate. It's almost like a religious quote saying, stand down, accept your change. Don't argue about it. Don't say anything. You know? I thought that was pretty cool. So I wanted to share that this morning before I talked about the nurse. Yeah. See? Many shows ago, I talked about how, you know, you have something on the shelf. There's always that one subject that you really want to talk about, and you know you're going to talk about it, but you just it has to just take its time, and it's not there yet because there's so many other time sensitive things that come in its place, right? Rockefeller Medicine, Rockefeller Education is another one. So what am I doing today? Talking about the nurse. And this segment is called The Nurse, Rockefeller Black and Blue. Because right now I have one of the biggest black and blues on my arm I think I've ever seen. And if anybody would see me on the street not knowing me, you know what they would think, right? Well, so here I am. And this is important to say. This is not a waste of time. Don't forget my disclaimers that I tell you about. If it's not true to the best of my ability, if it's not useful to you, and if it's not necessary to you in any way, then it's not worth talking about. Okay, so this is important. You'll get to it at the end. So I'm in there in the doctor's office for my 3-month checkup, right? And they put me in a small room. Soon afterwards, a small, you know, smiling, polite nurse comes in, shyly making her way and sitting down next to me, you know, and close enough to draw blood. And you can see she's nervous. Okay. You know, the more she readies herself to do her thing and get things ready, the more I've previously seen and known how things are done and what steps they take. And I'm looking at her going, okay, I was almost going to suggest to her what to do next, right? Because it's like, okay, pretty soon the needle's in my arm. And it's like somebody's searching the ground for precious metals. The needle went in, it went out, it went over to the left, it went down, it went over, and then to the right, and then retract, and no, that didn't work. I'm sorry, she takes it out, puts another needle on, puts it back in my arm in a different place. Same thing, in and out and over to the left and down and whoops, right? And that didn't work. So pretty soon, after the third attempt and my arm already starting to want to turn a little light blue, she politely stops and she backs up and she says she's going to go. She'll be right back. And this is where it gets interesting. People who know me, they know how I love to diffuse difficult situations, okay? So in comes the head nurse, right, who immediately asserts herself with a shy and impersonal hello. You know, kind of like that sister who just was walking around the aisle, whacking the student's hand with a ruler. Okay, followed by another nurse, one right beside her, and the other nurse kind of shies away. The poor girl shies away in the corner, not really saying anything anymore, and letting them take over. Right. So immediately I started talking to her, kind of leaning over the other nurses, reassuring her in some way, something like, well, at least you tried. And okay, so right then the nurse that's next to the head nurse cuts me off, cuts our conversation off completely by moving closer to the head nurse, completely blocking us off. Okay, so I can't talk to her anymore, which, you know, the head nurse already has her needle in my arm. She's taking it within 10 seconds. It's done. So I tried bravely again, and I spoke to the girl in back. I said, you know, wouldn't it be nice to have her over here so you could show her or something? They cut me off again, asking me, is that all? Thank you very much. Have a nice day. And they all disappear. And it's like this story I told you, it stinks Rockefeller medicine, you know, and allow me to elaborate just a little bit on this. Okay. The sheer attitude that they have, this head nurse, right? It shows blatantly, oh, well, that we're just following orders. Yeah. And only the strong survive. Yeah. You know, instead of encouraging the poor girl who now feels even worse than before, what a way to do things, I thought. Hey, you know, wow, there's Luca, you know, studying this thing, and I'm sitting there going, oh, I you know, working on matriarchy and patriarchy already. There's Luca doing the segment of the show, sitting there in the waiting room. Hey, wow, we could have had matriarchy here. You know, the ladder would have been like the head nurse, listen to this, going out of her way to make sure that the younger nurse, A, would feel consciously confident enough to task, right? B, showing her she cared enough about her profession in front of the patient. Duh. But no, none of the above. No compassion, not even after me asking twice. See what I mean? You can't talk butterfly language to caterpillar people, right? Unbelievable. It's amazing how you see these things just right in front of your eyes. Once you know these things, you see them all the time. Same thing with me not being vaccinated, not on big pharma pills, not having taken chemo or radiation. And they are not happy with me. And you feel like, you know, like they don't have time for you. Sorry, the system cannot profit from me. So see ya. Wow. So again, you know, that makes me want to do a cursory research on the damage that Rockefeller did. We have no idea. 65, okay? 65%. What was that quote again on how much we're drugged down? You guys are going to remind me of it, right? Because I have a short memory because I'm doing this. I already put it away. But think of how much drugs we are taking. I have a neighbor that takes over 20 pills a day. And nobody knows, including her or the doctor, how they interact with each other. How one interacts with one other. How to control how to start a war without firing a shot. There you go. Dumb them down. Well, come on. I'm a proud American. I'm not dumbed down. Yes, you are. Rockefeller medicine and Rockefeller education. Okay. Simultaneously with Monsanto at unbelievable, unimaginable levels of evil. I'm going to be talking about that. That's going to be on the way. And the agenda first to destroy our health, because we were one of the healthiest and strongest on the planet under hemp. Wink, wink. Then the education of the average American, you know, to erase the middle class, to steal from them too. They're stealing from all of us. And I even heard that on Paul Edward Stevenson's show. How, you know, we don't own anything. No, no. We're caretakers for the crown. Why? Because the crown owns this land. It is a colony. You know, wake up, everybody, because once you have to wake up to all of this at once, some people aren't going to make it. And this is what the Hopi are trying to say. Those people who are not spiritually based will not make it. And I'm going to be talking with a very special friend of mine, and she's going to be able to help me make a audio out of a visual, because I want to talk about Prophecy Rock and the two lines drawn one on top of the other about what one road is going to be like, zigzag and gone, and the other one is going to be a straight line, never ending. We're going to talk about that on probably either the next show with with an intro to Rockefeller Medicine, yeah, or something like that. But I'm working on that now because it's so visual, but it's so important. So I'm going to close my eyes and try to imagine it and write a segment on that. So Monsanto, Rockefeller, Big Pharma, all that coming soon on another show. And before I keep my promise and speak about the Canadian Indian condition up there, up north, in the other small colony, see, we have to start using different language, using different terms, right? I want to address patriarchy in the minutes I have before the break. And again, the numbers are 512-248-8252. I'll have to find out what the international number is for my friend Pascal. And 1-800-313-9443. So this brings us to the patriarchal attitude towards women. And I don't care what men say, and I don't care what women even say, because I've been attacked by women even on this one, believe it or not. Oh, yeah. You know, you're a man. What do you know? You know, or something silly like that. For those who don't know, I've spent nearly two decades or more watching, looking, researching, digging, and going down seemingly endless rabbit holes about this stuff, about, you know, equality, about not equality, about, you know, men thinking he's better. And why are they squishing women like that? You know, why are they not thinking like matriarchy is supposed to be givers of life, which I'll get to in a minute. But you're going, how are they treating women today? Oh, in Canada, did you know women were declared persons in 1929. They're so proud of that one. They put it on the back of the $50 bill. But you know what? I'm thinking they're probably not proud of it. They probably just put it there because that's what we say. It's a man's world. They live in a man's... Oh, they live in a man's world. Okay, so without them, what is there? Ah, the Indian would say, without the women, there is no life. Hello? You know? Come on. Okay, and very quickly before the break, because I have a feeling my producer is telling me that the break is very close. Okay, so the one about words and what words mean, what they represent. And I might do a continuous segment on this one some other time, but if you'd like to hear about it. But please let me know through the calls or the emails or on RBN on my personal page if you agree with this and you want me to talk more about it. Okay, you go to Walmart, what do you see? Wife beaters. I beg your pardon? Wife beaters. Oh, okay. Then you go down the kitchen aisle, what do you see? Lazy Susan. I beg your pardon? Lazy Susan. Okay, to some people they're just words, to other people they make a lot of sense, because you want to beat the woman down all the time. And why? Because women, they're family-oriented, they're truth-oriented, they're intellect-oriented, they're intuition-oriented. You know, one of the reasons why Rockefeller taxed men and women, it started with taxes for men, but you know what? You only taxed half the population, so we're going to tax women too. This is the way they think. This is Lucas World. We'll be right back.
Democrats want to regulate the Supreme Court. I'm Peter Serafine with another Liberty Minute. So Democrat lawmakers want to regulate the Supreme Court, a separate and equal branch of government. As a constitutional originalist, I take issue with this concept as a whole, but as a human being with a little common sense, I take issue with the particulars. The U.S. Constitution gave Congress the authority to establish any necessary courts beneath the Supreme Court, but that's where congressional authority ends. The Senate Judiciary's Subcommittee on Federal Courts oversight, agency action, and federal rights, wants to mandate that justices recuse themselves if they have a financial connection to the case. Using that same logic, no member of Congress should ever be allowed to vote on any bill that they have a financial connection to. But if that were to happen, then how would Congress maintain their ability to become millionaires at a rate over 10 times higher than the rest of the population? Congress, regulate yourselves effectively, then maybe we can talk about allowing you to assume power over the only branch of government that ever keeps you in check at all. And if you own firearms, you need carry insurance. Get the most affordable carry insurance on the market, according to Pew Pew Tactical, and save 10% with the code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
My song that I always ask Frank to leave on a little bit more, just a little more, so I can surf down the wave. This was when I was 12 or 13 years old. I love talking about this. The wave just came up from behind me, pulled me up almost to vertical, and then shot me down because it was low tide. You get those low, long breaking waves. I must have been doing 30 or 40 miles an hour. I love exaggerating. You are back on Lucas World. We have Lynn from Maryland on the line, but before we get to her, I got to say this because this is where I left off. I go to Walmart. What do I see? Excuse me, ma'am. Where are those shirts with no arms? Oh, wife beaters, you mean? Oh, right over here. Okay, on another trip, you go to the kitchen area and you see Lazy Susan. Okay, these are the things that we're talking about today. We're talking about women and lack of, as far as man is concerned. And we have another example to get to. But before that, Lynn, you're on the air with Luca's World. How are you doing?
Thank you very much, Luca. I'm fine, and I hope you're doing well, too. I just have one thing. It's my little gift to you. There's a radio station I listen to in Gallup, New Mexico, and I'm in Maryland, right? It's KGLP.org is their website. I listen by phone.
KGLP.org?
KGLP, Keith George Linda Paul.
Yes, .org.
And they have Native American programming. I listen to Democracy Now! At 5 o'clock Eastern time, so if I miss it in the morning, I can catch them because I don't watch TV. The same way, it's a very rare occasion that you would find me in a Walmart. In fact, my husband was like, never, but there's only one bowl. There's a Cornell bowl, Corral, whatever it is, bowl, and I could get it there. And I'm like, just let me go get that bowl. And, and you know, because, I mean, he never said no to anything but Walmart.
Well, you know,
but
I just wanted
to share that with you because I thought you might find it. I only have a program from 2014, so I don't know the current one, but you might find some programming there that you'd like. And I'm sorry you got such a terrible nurse. She would have probably been on her butt. If it had been me, I would have walked out, but that's me.
I'm so interested in helping to teach people. I could have really blown them away, all of them, but see, the head nurse would not have that. No, she just went in there, give me the shot and leave. And it was an embarrassment. And I thought, that's my father. That's my father. That's abusive attitude. It's amazing. I learned a lot from that. And I really appreciate you calling, Lynn. I will check that out. Again, it's kglp.org.
Correct.
And the rest of the show will be dedicated to you if you're still on. I'm not
sure
if you're on.
Thank you. I'll share the number real quick in case anybody wants to listen who doesn't have the internet. And, you know, like I don't watch the TV or have the you use the internet. 641-793-6410. 641-793-6410 to listen by phone like I listen to RBN. So bless your heart and bless Frank, and everybody have a wonderful day. And be sure to take water with you when you go out in the car or go for a walk.
Yes. Okay. You sound like you're going to be
in the South.
You sound like you're going to be coughing yourself. Thank you so much, my dear.
Thank you. Thank you, Luca. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much. God bless you as well. Again, people, we will be known by the tracks we leave behind, okay? So what would you think? You know, 300 years down the road, you know, you find these ancient things from these ancient people who lived there before you. Wow. Wife Beater, Lazy Susan, and any of the other things you can think of. All the things that were, you know, all these things made me start to think of starting learning, learn to unlearn, and Luca's world. Because I thought, you know, maybe I might be seeing something that people aren't seeing. So everything is indoctrinated. Everything is learned. Everything is repeated and drilled into the mind. And everything is played on us. As we jump to another tune, and I'm going to ask Mike from Kentucky, the next caller, to please wait for the next break, because I have to tell this story before the break, and it's very important. My wonderful friend in Europe, Pascal, she goes to work one day, you know, and it's a mostly men environment in this job. She does her best. She's always trying to be the midwife of the company. She's always the overtime worker. And she takes work at home. She's a multitasker, and she gets her nooks and crannies figured out for the meetings that they have, getting everything beforehand, the cookies, the beverages, the plates, the forks, and everything, the routine. Nobody says thank you, right? After the event. And now she's cleaning up after the event and after all of them had left already. And one guy comes up and pats her on the shoulder and says, "You've accumulated a lot of points." And then carries on and walks off. And even though it sounds like maybe a nice thing to say at first, but I stopped and I went, "What? You've accumulated a lot of points in the company?" I thought, S-O-B. Hang on a second. You know, and then what made me think of? It made me think of this. I'd like to say moron, Thomas Corbin from South Carolina, the senator who said, "Well, you know, God created man first, and then he took the rib out of man to make woman." You know, a rib is a lesser cut of meat. Okay, you getting my drift? You see where this is going? This is what we're taught. This is what we're indoctrinated with. Women only became persons in Canada in 1929. Good morning. A few seconds left to the break, and thank you, Mike, for hanging on, because you're good and we don't want to miss you. So we'll get you right on the other side of the break. Unbelievable when you think of the Freemasonic and the Satanic roots of this country. We will be right back. This is Luca's World. Don't go away.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Back on Lucas World, and that's exactly let me get my English accent right. That's exactly what we're doing on this bright day of what day is it today anyway? It's a Saturday. I used to love listening to people with English accents. My guitar player lived in England for a long time, and he could really, really do it well. And when you call the Skype testing service. Oh, I laughed because I did a test and I answered her in the best English accent I could about, well, it's thanks to the Rothschilds that this does exist anyway. So say hello, follow me. And I hung up, Mike from Kentucky, before we get heavy and talk about missing and murdered Indigenous women in Canada and also the missing and murdered women, period. You're on Lucas World. Good morning. How you doing, Mike? If he is there. Mike from Kentucky, I do believe. Line 3. Drum roll. No, he should be. I don't hear him.
Now you hear me. I think he potted me down initially, and then I hit mute. Because I didn't know when I was coming on. That's an old expression, potted me down.
Mike, check this out very quickly. I came back from the break one time, and all of a sudden you hear. And the producer goes, Luca, unmute. Luca, unmute.
Yeah.
So, there you go. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I just was going back through and looking this up, some of the topics that you're talking about here. And in the United States, if you graduated from a fairly medium average-sized high school, each class is missing about one person. Now, not all of those are women, but let's say one out of every 700 people in the United States, an average-sized high school is missing right now.
Uh-huh.
So that's about the numbers, one out of 700. So the odds are you know somebody from your high school graduating year, your year alone, is nobody knows what happened to them. They're missing.
Mm-hmm.
So that may not, obviously in Canada there's going to be less because the population is lower, but
I think
a lot of them are women, but not all.
I think proportionally, if I may be honest, I don't want to interrupt. I'm sorry, Mike. I think
so. It's fine.
I think the proportionally it's worse in Canada because it's a smaller place, and we know about the man camps in northern Alberta. And listen to this, Kathy O'Brien, right here. Wow. U.S. presidents Ford, Reagan, Bush, and Bill Clinton. Canadian Prime Ministers Pierre Trudeau and Brian Mulroney, Mexican President Miguel de la Madrid, Haitian dictator Baby Doc Duvalier, I'll get right to this, Panamanian President Manuel Noriega and King Fahd of Saudi Arabia all sexually brutalized Kathy O'Brien. She recounts in graphic detail how elder George Bush raped her 13-year-old daughter and how she was forced to have oral sex with Illuminati witch Hillary Clinton. Funny how we call them that. Illuminati witch. Okay, I'll be very brief. While being sodomized, whipped, and bound and raped, O'Brien overheard the globalist elite talking about a military coup in the United States and conspiring to usher in the satanic New World Order. I had to say that because that's what I was going to say anyway, and Mike helped me segue into that. So now that's over. Any thoughts on that one?
Well, just in general, what a lot of stuff you hear on the alternative media, and I can believe what she says, but fantastic claims require fantastic proof.
Yes.
John DeCamp has an intriguing story about how he ran across was Lawrence King, this black man that was a Republican operative out of Nebraska. It's called the Franklin scandal, and it was made into a movie called Conspiracy of Silence, which was censored.
Right.
I think about the Discovery Channel. You know about this, probably.
Yeah, huh? I remember.
Okay. Well, he interviewed a boy, I guess, who was arrested for prostitution, and this 19-year-old told him where to look in his own bedroom at home, and his mom didn't even know he had a diary. And in that diary, he described what could have only been Bohemian Grove and a snuff film where they killed a little boy and threw him out of a helicopter, you know. And the compound or the area where this was done at, a lake with an owl, could have only really been Bohemian Grove or someplace just like it in the giant redwood trees.
Right.
So, you know, so you got a pretty good reasonable story there that is believable that this happened because the mom didn't even know where the boy's diary was, didn't know he even had it. And so that was in the late 80s. So, and then when the cable special a couple of years later was, they spent $80,000 producing it, I think. It was listed in TV Guide, but then it got pulled. I was supposed to, I'd love to have a copy of that TV Guide where it was listed.
And all these things, I really have to stay on track for the show because I don't have very much time left, but I really appreciate you bringing that up.
Well, it's just more proof that there is an underground of human trafficking, and that includes women, of course.
And that's where I'm going.
And young girls. But what I was going to say about, you know, the nursing is I've ran into a couple of different people from the same nursing school that was having trouble with its accreditation, they call it, because they were graduating people that couldn't pass their practicum. They were graduating students that could not make it through to become a nurse.
Yeah.
And I know two different people got kicked out of that nursing school because they thought outside the box. One of them.
Exactly.
So that's how you cannot color outside the lines. You cannot question what you're told. You just spit it back out for the test, and you go on.
This
one girl noticed that the teacher was teaching something blatantly wrong, and it was different from the test. Well, she got basically, she knew that she was not going to get anywhere because it turned out that the teacher was the daughter of the dean.
There you go.
Of the School of Nursing. And she went to the dean with the proof that she had, and everybody in the class got graded on the curve except for her. They corrected their test scores except for hers. So she knew right then. And she had a good lawsuit, but she gave the only copy of the cassette tape to the woman's dad. And I'm like, you're kidding me.
I'm going to do a segment on that, if you allow me.
Okay.
I will do a segment on that. I have it recorded because we record all the shows. I'm going to go back and I'm going to lift that and I'm going to do a special segment on that.
This guy questioned the virus theory and he was an almost straight A student. And he was basically told, we don't want your kind around here. Because he questioned he actually asked questions about the guy in Germany who had the reward up about the measles virus. But anyway, with that, I'll let you go. There's a whole segment I could do on the Rockefeller medicine thing. James
Corbin
no,
don't you start
video.
Getting me on that today. We got to keep going on the women, on the life givers,
okay,
and transitioning.
I thought you were wanting to talk about Rockefeller, but, you know, there's, you know, James Corbett has a 40-minute video if anybody want to watch it from back in the Obama care days.
Okay.
I'll talk to you soon.
Very best. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
People, without women, there is no life. And once you start thinking matriarchy, that's when things start working. And we're going to go to Indian country shortly, and it's going to bleed into next week as well. We still haven't gotten to it because this is too important. Okay, so why do I get kicked out of two groups of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls for having posted what I just read nationally? Okay, everybody heard it. Okay, that's where the problem is. But nobody wants to talk about it, you know? Same thing as what he said, what the caller just said. Same thing about what I just said. All the nurses on this floor are getting vaccinated. Oh, sir, I don't think I'm interested in being vaccinated. We're all getting vaccinated or you're no longer a nurse. Okay? That's the way it is. You cannot fight nicely. And I loved what they said once again on Paul Edward Stevenson's show before mine, The Last Man Standing. The woman that was on, I don't know her name, but she was saying, you know, the people that are good, the people that have good intent, the people that have integrity, they will not be able to function in this world. Hear what Mike just said on the call. You start questioning, you start wondering, hey, wait a minute, this, you know, whoa, no, can't do that. Literally have to spit it out, like in the movie The Wall, right? That's what we saw. So we are breaking the cycle is what we're doing. You know how trauma keeps going around in the family until one person goes, that's enough, you know, and you stop the cycle. You talk about it. You deal with it. You expose it. And in my circles, this is what's happening with my German ancestry also, but we're not going there today. This is why it's so important to talk about transitioning the balance between good and evil, positive and negative, and where do you fit? Like, you know, where do I fit in into all this? You know, how can I be healing so well and be feeling so good and be building a relationship with somebody special and going through all this horror and all these rabbit holes that are tearing you apart inside? And then you find out that, yeah, those people that want to suicide themselves because they've been in the military, that's why, because they gave a life. They took a life, I'm sorry. You know, they took a life, and that's what your spirit can't handle. And the military trains you to do that. Okay? See? Matriarchy says, no, you don't take a life. You protect life, for God's sake. Patriarchy, I can't even speak anymore, sorry. Patriarchy says what? We're going to train you. We're going to train you how to kill, son. We're going to have songs playing in your headphones. You know, kill the MFR, right? And all this stuff, which they did have in Iraq, okay? My best friend says it. You know, they were, you know, they're trained to kill. Oh, yeah, and what is it? The Muslims are thought of as second class, not really humans, subhumans, just like they did with the Native Americans, okay? So, yes, everything is connected. They've been doing this on us, the population, for how long? You know, I could say since the 1700s when that towel-headed Ichabod, you know, Rothschild lady would say, you know, if my sons did not want war, there would not be any. Okay? So, I need help transitioning. And what do I mean by transitioning? Well, it's very complicated, but I wrote it down and I formed a segment of it yesterday. And I finally made sense of it because when we come back from the break, we'll be talking. You know, that's what we're going to do. We're going to start the clips from my best friend from another mother, Rolling Bear, who talks about the treaties, who talks about something called the spirit of the treaties, which nobody, I've never heard that before, right? I don't mind saying it. And how government, as I've heard the other two shows say, every single one of them are saying it now, you know, government takes, government take, government doesn't care, they take, okay? So the transitioning says this. If there was only a simple way, you know, to explain this, okay? Think of positive, okay? As I thrive every working hour to build and to enable a system of life that I see and that I want, one of compassion, one of surprise and breathtaking beauty and imagination, but there's always a block. And this is why on my show, on Luca's World here, it's crucial for me to stress exactly what I mean, because I know a lot of people are going through it. You know, it's like you're going upwards, against the current, against the current, against the current, against the current, all day long, all the time. Becoming a better man for the people around me, focusing on my weaknesses, on my faults, and laughing and building on them. I laugh at myself all the time, right? You know, but I'm blocked somehow by so much horror from our past, so much hate, so much dysfunction, deliberately set upon us, okay? And most of us are dumbed down beyond belief, right? Like I started saying in the show, so there you go. Oh, what was it? Something like 80% of the drugs that the USA has comes from China? Oh, China gets mad at us and says, oh, we're not giving you medication anymore. There you go, okay? This is what I'm talking about. It's about divide and conquer. They get you hooked up on all these drugs. They get you hooked up on all this Rockefeller medicine and Rockefeller education. Why don't we just call it Rockefeller Indoctrination Inc. or et al., right? So my producer is asking me if you want to cut the break. That would be wonderful if we could. Yes, thank you so much for being such a great producer, Frank. And the producer always makes a good show possible, people. Yes, we'll do that. We'll skip the break. Thanks so much. It's about balance, okay? My point is simple. While we look towards love, and that's what we look for, we look for a good life. Tom, Dick, and Harry, all of us, we look for a good life. That's all we want. We want to be left alone, right? You want to encourage a good understanding of the faults of the past. At the same time, you want to understand the tragic events. You need to, because you need to understand what the foundation of the house is and why the house is trembling right now. Literally falling apart. Guess what the foundation is like? Look at the cracks in it. Oh, why is that? Oh, I see Freemasonry. Oh, I see patriarchy. I see Satanism. Oh, yeah, just, you know, tip of the iceberg, okay? And I want to offer that balance somehow. I want to be able to say, hey, you know, learn to unlearn on my other show is really important, because that's what we have to do. We have to learn to unlearn everything. And we have to remember that, you know, learning has got to be a conscious choice. We have to consciously move upward, being conscious of the movement upward, because life always wants to drag us down all the time. So instead of babbling, why don't I just say this, you know? You want to find out about today's education? Follow me through the hallways of forced indoctrination and genocidal intent. You want to know about the demons that do all the damage to everybody here and abroad? I have three faces that I could have talked about if we had more time. Bill Clinton and Baby Bush and Obama, okay? And they all got, you know, those three killed millions of innocent civilians and made a huge profit for themselves and the military-industrial complex, the Zionist mafia, okay? and they made Americans believe absurdities while they got away with atrocities. Okay? And it's the same thing. It's exactly the same thing with Hitler's Germany. It's the same, you know, they made Americans believe absurdities and they got away with atrocities. And the Black Hills are next. Why? Because they're doing the same thing. And please tell me I'm wrong, but I don't think I am. I talked about the Black Hills before and my disgust of what they did. It's the same thing as my disgust with that pride flag in front of the White House, which was illegal. Okay? So, in clip number one from Rolling Bear, what you're going to hear, and there's going to be sarcasm. We're going to talk about the theft of, you know, from the Native Americans. We're going to talk about the pushback. We're going to talk about America feeding its Native American population on reserves, canned goods in this case, before we talk about the Black Hills. It's about canned goods, and some of them were questionable. Let's listen to clip one from Rolling Bear.
I had gotten to where I was hunting all the time and trapping because, you know, there was a lot of starving people in the traditional areas, because if you didn't go to church like a good little Christian, your commodities would be forfeited, and as well as your per cap, and so you would have no money, no food, until you decided to go back to church. And so rather than the elders having to go to church, I began hunting at a very young age with a 22 rifle that my grandfather had got me. And I had the fixed firing pin with a nail, like he showed me to. And, you know, I got to be quite a good shot because ammunition, 22 ammunition, you know, in the white man's world, it was common. It was cheap, but it was very valuable to us because, you know, every shot had to count because we didn't have a lot of it. And so, you know, in my childhood, that was kind of the way that food had to come. You know, raised a garden, we ate from the woods, we hunted, you know, well, not we, I hunted. A lot of the other elders and young people, they would rather eat the commodity food and be alcoholics and drug addicts and sit and wait for the next month's commodities to come out rather than do something good for themselves. The only time you ever really saw them get out and do anything in my younger days, when I was, my earliest days, I was raised with, around the Ojibwe in Leech Lake, Minnesota, near Leech Lake. And so in those days, the only thing they really got out for was wild ricing, because they could sell the wild rice and use it to buy things like alcohol, meth, cocaine. And so, they couldn't wait to do that. It wasn't that they were helping their families. It was about they were getting some money for some, you know, something bad. But, you know, I was hunting for the elders, so, you know, the extent of what I did was hunt and trap. And as I got older, I trapped for money so that the elders would be able to have things like air conditioning and heat. The only people that had the air conditioner was our home, and so all the elders would gather at our home and sleep on the floor. And they all, you know, I just remember that. It was so great because I had gotten this air conditioner for my grandpa and grandma, my biological ones, and that were raising me. And so everybody would come, and the whole house downstairs would be full of sleeping people all over the floor enjoying the air conditioning because they never had that. And it gets pretty hot in the summer in Minnesota, and you can't open the doors and screens because the gnats and the mosquitoes, they find a way through.
Okay, so let's back up a minute.
So we can, they had to make what they called treaty.
I had gotten to where I was hunting
all the time and trapping because,
Frank, because see,
you know, there was a lot of starving people in the traditional areas, because if you didn't go to church like a good little Christian, your commodity.
There we go. So next week we're going to be talking about the treaties and Mount Rushmore. And what I wanted to do was just let people know that this is, you know, like we're talking about becoming a good people. We're talking about matriarchy. We're talking about assembling the people. We're talking about uniting the country. We're talking about all these good things while we're being surrounded with things that are tearing us apart. So It's good to know. You know, I'm thanking God or Creator, you know, for setting me up like this, because you heard about what we're going to be talking about next week. And this is from somebody who lived in a teepee, you know, for a good long time, and who hunted for his elders instead of throwing them in a old folks home and doing his life without them and having them die alone. Okay, this is what we're talking about. We're not going to be I'm not going to be led down that path without a fight. And we're going to touch on spirituality as well, as I answer my promise that I still haven't fulfilled yet about talking about Canada. I guess that's coming on the next one, because it's great. This is the way it's supposed to be. So it's going to be interesting, because next week, you know, if you can picture Oyesa, Charles Eastman, who's full-blooded Sioux, okay, Sioux Indian, he's sitting there helping Dawes write the Dawes Act, sitting there writing down, you know, the ever-dwindling frontiers of the reservations, getting smaller and smaller and getting pushed and pushed over there to the barren lands where nothing grows and you can eat grass. It was only theft. And this is what this country has been born on. Oh, I don't care. I got a five-generation farm. No, you don't. See? So these are all things that I want to address. And I don't know how, but I guess compartmentalizing is helping me do that. And we're going to talk about that. You know, God help the government if the Indian developed enough acumen to read the treaties and write about them and start understanding what, you know, what the intent was. We can't have that. So they tried to kill them off. That didn't work. And then we end up focusing on Mount Rushmore, because Mount Rushmore is the prize. It is the absolutely incredible psychological operation, a psyop on the Indian, taking something sacred for tens of thousands of years and carving faces of the presidents in it, as if to say, we defaced your mountain, you know, where you had miracles happen, where you had prayers answered, where you had gatherings of all nations. Why did they choose that mountain? That's why. Telling them who's boss. Haven't they done that all over the world? You know? Think about it. And be safe, everyone. Think of yourself. Think of love. Think of positive. And we'll be right back next week on Lucas World. Before you know it, thanks so much to the producer and to RBN. We'll see you next week.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to the Freedom Times today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.